Hello, I'm Aaron Safir with the BBC News. President Trump is facing a continuing backlash over his suggestion that coronavirus patients could be treated with injections of disinfectant. The president has insisted the remarks, made at a news conference on Thursday, were sarcastic. As David Willis reports, the strong reaction to his comments may have affected Friday's press briefing.
Whilst previous White House press briefings have often lasted for longer than 2 hours, today's took just 22 minutes, the president refusing to answer journalists' questions for the first time. The president's suggestion has been strongly criticised by doctors who've warned it could prove fatal. More than 50,000 people here have now died from the coronavirus, yet some southern states have already started to relax their lockdown orders in defiance of warnings from health officials who say it's too early to do so.
The Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has hit back at his Justice Minister, Sergio Moro, who accused him of potentially criminal interference in the federal police. The row has thrown the Bolsonaro administration into turmoil. Katie Watson reports.
He accused Mr. Moro of being driven by his ego and responded to accusations of political interference by saying the Justice Minister himself had acted improperly. Mr. Bolsonaro alleged Sergio Moro had told him the federal police chief could be fired if he was nominated to the Supreme Court. It caps one of the most dramatic days in politics Brazil has seen in recent years. Sergio Moro commanded a great deal of support, and Mr. Bolsonaro's government now looks much weaker without him.
Belgium has come out with a timetable for gradually lifting its coronavirus lockdown. In a late-night announcement, the Prime Minister, Sophie Wilmès, said most shops would reopen across Belgium on Monday, the 11th of May. Schools would reopen a week later, with only 10 pupils in each classroom, seated 4 square metres apart. Masks or face coverings will be compulsory on public transport. Australians and New Zealanders are observing Anzac Day, their annual day of remembrance for their war dead. Australia's leader Scott Morrison was one of only a few to attend the vigil at the National War Memorial because of the coronavirus pandemic. He compared today's celebrations to those of over 100 years ago.
On Anzac Day 1919, the first after the Great War, there were no city marches or parades for the returning veterans because Australians were battling the Spanish flu pandemic. On the shores of Gallipoli, where Australians landed 4 years before, a small group of Anzacs who had been arranging and tending the graves of their mates gathered, and there was no pomp at that little service. There were no dignitaries, no bands, just the sound of lapping water on a lonely shore. And so our remembrances today, small, quiet and homely, will be.
BBC News.